بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان الله ليعذبهم أنت فيهم وما كان الله معذبهم هم يستغفرون صدق الله العظيم. Allah and dear brothers, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala through His mercy, His rahmat and His great majestic being the creator, nourisher, sustainer. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala knows insan how weak he is. That insan will slip up in his life, there will be mishaps, there will be sins. Kullu bani Adama khata'un. Nabi Ali Salatu wa Salam said that every son of Adam Ali Salatu wa Salam is a sinner. He will make a mistake. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. And the best of those, and the best of those that will slip up and make mistakes and they will fall into sin will be those that will make tawbah. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us this beautiful, beautiful Islamic calendar. In Islamic year we have two special nights, auspicious nights, what you can call magical nights. One is the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, night of destiny. That night, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, look for that night, the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. That night we have to search for it, we have to look for it. Whether we'll get it, whether we got it, we don't know. The other night, which is most auspicious, a very magical and beautiful night Allah Pak has given us, is the night of Shab-e-Barat. Shab means a night in Urdu. Barat of freedom, Laylatul Bara'a, the night of emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. This night is a great mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. For the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happened on this night? How did we get this night? The 15th night of Sha'ban is guaranteed. So many riwayat, so many ahadith. The Aisha radiallahu anha's riwayat and other sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. That on this night, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam woke up and performed tahajjud salah. Aisha radiallahu anha was awake at that time. And she noticed Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taking very long in sajda. It wasn't normal that night. And this thought came to her mind that possibly Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has left this world. He's passed away. So she wakes up and she feels the thumb of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam while he's in sajda and he moves it. And she realizes that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is still here with us. And then she hears him in the sajda on this night of Sha'ban. The special night of Sha'ban that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave this ummah. The Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam makes this dua. A'udhu bi'afika min iqabik. A'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik. A'udhu bika mink. La uhsi thalan alayk. Anta kama athnita ala nafsik. And then he finishes the salah. And then he says to Aisha radiallahu anha that this is a very special night that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us. To understand the night of 15 Sha'ban also. This is reality to actually make us aware, alert of the auspiciousness and the grandeur of the month of Ramadan that is about to come. What a beautiful month that will dawn upon the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where is maghfirat, rahmat, barakat, nusrat, help, everything from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Usually we hear on Thursday nights, the little Jumu'ah also, Nurun ala Nur, that the flights are taking off to Madinah Munawwara. Durud Sharif is being sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where directly on the Thursday night and the Friday, Yawmul Jumu'ah, between a person and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, when he reads Durood Sharif, As-Salawat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then it goes directly to the road of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And directly he gives the reply. Those flights take off. On the night of Bara'ah, the flights are landing at every home. On the side of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam explained, on this night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the lowest heaven, that is sama'ud dunya, according to his being and how Allah knows it. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from Maghrib time already, from the time of Maghrib till tomorrow Maghrib, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala calls out the entire night, that who is there to ask for my forgiveness, I will forgive him. Who is there to ask for sustenance, I will sustain him. Who has a problem, I am there to solve his problem. What does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight, instead of the flights taking off, Allah is sending down the flights? For us to understand the plight of the ummah right now, how many of our brethren in certain parts of the world are hostages? 40 years they haven't seen sunlight. They haven't had a proper meal. difficulty upon difficulty. 40 years, 22 years, 23 years. And Ummah is crying for humanitarian aid. When the trucks will come in, when the planes will fly in. Tonight, for me to understand, for you to understand, we have become hostage of our own nafs and shaitan. This is the night Allah wants to free us. Laylatul Bara, the night of freedom. Allah wants to free us tonight. And leave the trucks coming, my dear brothers, the aeroplanes are coming, the airplanes from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala side, with the rahmat, full of barakat, full of, they say Urdu, loot law. That loot, take how much you want tonight. At every home of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, without any exemption besides a few, those that ascribe partners unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you will not enjoy the rahmat and barakat and the maghfirat and forgiveness of Allah. Therefore, renew our iman tonight also. Read our kalima again tonight. Renew our faith in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This atheism, Abrahamic accord, Allah ta'ala save the ummah. That we are a different nation. We have the final scripture. We have Quran Sharif. We have the final Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There is no partner to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Our iman should be renewed. Those that ascribe partners unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, those that wear their garments below their ankles, they will not be forgiven. Allah ta'ala save the ummah. And now the men's garments are getting lower than the female, the women's garments are getting higher. Those that will let the garments hang below their ankles on this night of Bara'ah, the forgiveness will not be made. So we make a promise to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that from today onwards, ya Allah, we will no more dress in that manner. Those that will disobey their parents, tonight is a night to make amends. A few cars that are blocking outside, number plate Abraham ZN, 6141 ZN, 9594 ZN, and BN41BH. Please remove your cars. For these people, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will not be forgiven. So that person ascribes partners unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The person who wears his garments below his ankles, the person who disobeys his parents, the parents' hearts are paling. Disobedient children speaking on the parents' face. Tonight is a night to send that message. Make maaf. Allah is prepared to forgive. Parents forgive, nurun ala nur. So aqul walidain, those that will disobey the parents. If parents have left this world, the door is still open. Ulama give a simple prescription, make dua and maghfirat. Ya Allah, forgive my parents. Ya Allah, forgive my parents. Raise them. Make dua and maghfirat for them. Take out sadqa on their name. If they have friends that are living, keep contact with them. Send them hadiyas and gifts. That person who will do these few a'mal on the day of qiyamah, he will be raised as an obedient son to his parents. Although they have left this world. So tonight, make maghfirat. Dua and maghfirat for them. Whatever nafil ibadat we do, send the reward to them, they will receive it. Take out sadqa for them, sadqa jariya, keep contact with their friends. And then those that will harbor malice in the heart for the Muslim brothers and sisters, their forgiveness will not be made. Those who sever ties and break ties with family members, tonight is a night to make ties. So this night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending down loads and loads of rahmat and barakat and maghfirat and forgiveness from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made dua, Allah, I seek protection. I seek protection in you. Bi'afwika min iqabik, from your punishment through your forgiveness. Wa'udhu bi'ridaka min sakhatik. I seek protection, O my Allah, from your anger, through your pleasure. And I seek protection from your punishment, O my Allah, in you, from you. I cannot praise you, you are as you have praised yourself. This sunnah dua to read tonight. This is the night Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us to make tawbah for the entire year that has come. A young man is about to get married. Now is Lailatul Jumu'ah, Sunday is his nikah. Sunday morning he wakes up early, very excited, my nikah today after Zuhur. But I got to service the vehicle. I got to service the car. He gets under the car. Gets his hand all greased. And his kurta, new kurta, also is full of grease. And he says, there's 15 minutes left for salah. I'm rushing for my nikah. And he comes to the masjid with a dirty kurta. People will say, brother, are you getting married today? He says, yes, it's my nikah. How can you wear kurta like this? It's soiled, it's messed, it's dirty. Go and change up and come back. Because today is your day. In the same way, ulama say, the month of Ramadan is the month for the ummah. To enter the month of Ramadan clean, without any grease of sins and gunas. Allah has given this night to remove all the sins and those gunas from our lives. So when we enter the month of Ramadan, all those apps are off the phone. The old reels and all the sins in my life, whether it be some TV at home, the cable, I will take it out 15 days before the month of Ramadan, 15 days left. To clean up before the month of Ramadan. That youngster will come with his dirty kurta, he gets married like that. He'll go and look, he'll go and sit next to his wife, she will chase him away. How dare you come with a soiled kurta for your nikah on the first day? In the same way, to enter the month of Ramadan, with a heart that is soiled, ascribing partners to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, disobedience to parents, breaking family ties, having malice in one's heart, with the garments below the ankles, entering the month of Ramadan, my dear brothers, we don't know whether we'll see next year 15 Shaban. Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned more or less that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on this night frees so many souls and people from the fire of Jahannam that is equal to the hair on the back of the sheep of Bani Kalb. Not equal to the amount of sheep, equal to the amount of hair on the sheep of the Bani Kalb tribe, which is a very big tribe. And they have plenty of sheep. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, equal to the amount of hair on the back of the sheep of that tribe, Allah will forgive and Allah will free on the fire of Jahannam tonight. Who is there to present himself? Inna lillahi nafahat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, there are special moments on the side of Allah. Special moments on the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when a person presents himself, Allah will clean him out completely. He makes sawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Tonight is a night to make that pact with Allah. When a person makes istighfar, to understand Allah, he say, I want to forgive you. Do you want my forgiveness? The example of ulama give, that a young man also get married. And more than that, he's getting proposals. He says, Subhanallah. Ya Allah, send me a proposal. Who is there that wants my forgiveness? Who is there that wants my rahmat? What is the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? تَفَضَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بِفُنُونِ الْآلَهَ بِاسْتِحْقَاقِنَا بِأَفَانِينِ الْعِقَابِ. Ya Allah, be kind to us. Ya Allah, be kind to us. This is maghfirat. And Allah will forgive. Then it means, Ya Allah, be kind to us with all your bounties. With all your ni'mas and bounties, Ya Allah, shower it upon us. And how Allah will make maghfirat? In Quran Sharif, we hear the maghfirat of Allah. إنه غفور شكور. Allah is not only غفور. And Allah says that I will forgive that you are ظالم. Allah says you oppressed yourself. In Quran terminology we call him a ظالم. What is it? You're ظالم. You oppressed yourself. So much of sin in your life. Allah says the ظالم tonight comes and make tawbah, the ظالم will find me to be غافر. I will make his مغفرت. Allah is غافر. And he makes more sin, increases it. From becoming a zalim, he becomes zallam, a great oppressor. Allah says, then to tonight you make tawbah, I am ghaffar. And you go on making guna, everything in the book, every rule you broke, every sin you've done. Then the highest form in Arabic, the word used, a person becomes zaloom. He's zaloom. He's a great oppressor, great sinner. Allah says, even if you are zaloom and you come to me, I am ghafoor. Then too I will forgive you. You can't match my forgiveness. When Allah forgives, Allah says in the Quran, not only forgiveness, Allah is ghafoorun shakur. Allah says, I will forgive you and I will appreciate your tawbah also. I will appreciate your tawbah. Where in dunya you find a person, you ask for forgiveness, he says, thanks for asking for forgiveness. I thank you for it. Allah says, I'm thanking you for it. I appreciate. Allah is ghafoorul wadood. Allah says, I will forgive you and I will love you also. I will forgive you and I will love you. Where will you get a government like that? That where a person has to clear all his accounts with the government. He's been convicted and they say, we forgive you. For all the tax evasion, we forgive you. And then they say also, we love you for evading the tax. So in lieu of that, we are giving you 5 garages, 10 blocks of flats. We give you a few farms also. No insan will do that. Allah will do it. Allah say, I will forgive you and I will give you. I will forgive you and I will give you. I am Ghafoor and Wadood. I will forgive you and I will love you. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah say, I will forgive you and I will show my mercy upon you. مَغْفِرَةً and rahmat. Allah say, I will forgive you and I will show my mercy upon you. The rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when Allah's rahmat, one drop comes upon a person. Then ulama explained the tafsir of rahmat, tawfiq ta'at. Allah will give you divine ability. Once you in the rahmat of Allah tonight, then to stay awake tonight and shed the tears will not become difficult. One drop of the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala means Allah will give you divine ability to obey Him 24/7. Even if you don't want to, Allah will wake you for Fajr namaz. You're my rahmat. He's my friend. He made tawbah. I've forgiven him. And I've showered my mercies upon him also. Tawfiq ta'ala, Allah will give you tawfiq. To now wear your garments above your ankles. Now to mend ties. To be obedient to your parents. Not to ascribe partners unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Even the minor shirk that my business is doing, my degree is doing, and this is happening from there, and the governments are controlling. Allah will say, oh, clear your iman also, yaqeen, tawakkul upon only Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One drop of the rahmat of Allah. Tonight, all those cargo airplanes and vessels are all docking tonight. Who's going to come and take? Who's going to come and take the rahmat of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah? Allah has given this before the month of Ramadan, so we clean our hearts out with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Don't be fearful. Many a person is fearful that if I give up my life of sin, where's the fun in life? Give the heart to Allah, and how Allah will take care of the heart. How Allah will give sukoon in a person's heart. Without doing haram, Allah will give him such enjoyment in his family, in his home. Not to make sin, he will enjoy it. Not to make sin, he will enjoy himself. Without being out there within his home, وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, let your home be sufficient for you. Within the home, he will enjoy himself. The wife herself, she'll enjoy herself within the home. I don't have to look out anymore. I don't have to go onto different apps on the phone anymore. Within my home, taking care of the family, looking after the children. Who can be more intelligent than the sahabiyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The most intelligent woman of the time. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On this point, our Honorable Shaykh Azam Abdul Hamid Sahab, the Barakatuh, says, in our present time, when it comes to Afghanistan or Gaza, they say, who do you attribute the victory to? Who won the jihad? Who won the battle? You will say, Mujahideen. He says, no. Not the Mujahideen. He says, we salute and we praise and we make dua not for the Mujahideen. The ones that really won the battle were the mothers of the Mujahideen. How did you prepare men like this? Where did they get it from? What mothers that are prepared to tell their sons and those wives prepared to tell their husbands that go and give your life. Go and stand your ground. Don't take one step back. Carry on moving. Mulaqat, Jannat mein hogi. Where we'll meet in Jannat? We'll meet at the Hawdah Kothar. And I'll give my report to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. These are the intelligent women of the Ummah. Who right now they must say the most backwards woman in the world, Afghani woman. Afghani woman, the women of Gaza, living in rubble, do you call that life? They have intelligence. They prepare such men of iman, such men of tawakkul, they stand their ground for Allah tabarak. This is iman. Who can be more intelligent than those women? When Allah's rahmat will come, then the heart will open up. Then the women of the ummah will understand what is our position. The women will know what is our status by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah has given us a status to produce the men of the ummah, not to challenge the men. Not to walk with them on the streets. Not to go with them to venues and avenues where we flaunt and show our beauty, which Allah has given us to cover, to conceal. Where the men will become men also. And Allah will, they'll come into the rahmat of Allah. They'll understand how to control the home. Which way to take the home and the wife and the children. Am I taking them to the east, to Madinah Munawwara, or to the west? Where they are saying now, that send more bombs, let hell rain upon them. But they don't know for the Mujahideen is Jannat. One Sahabi radiallahu anhu in the battlefield, and the battle is raging. And he asked Nabi alayhi salatu salam, in qutiltu fa aina ana? Ya Rasulullah, if I give my life now, what will be my destination? Nabi alayhi salatu salam gives him only two words. Fil Jannah. The destination will be in Jannat. He had a few khajur in his hand, which he was partaking of. He was hungry. فَأَلْقَى تَمَرَاتٍ كُنَّ فِي يَدِهِ He threw his khajur away. And he went one way direction, because he knew under the shade of the sword is Jannat. Who prepared him? This is the rahmat of Allah. When the heart will be opened up and cleaned out, then we'll understand what is our life about. What is the reality? Which way should I be going right now? Before next year Ramadan, whether I'll be here or not, will I be in the rahmat of Allah? Tonight is a night to take from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When Allah is saying, I want to give, who's going to take? I want to forgive, who's going to take my forgiveness? And how many on this night also, 15 Sha'aban, in the annals of history, turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and change their lives? This was a night for many, many awliya. That on this night they felt something came into their heart. That how much longer? How much more? A life of sin, of music, of entertainment, of haram, of going out. And just ghaflat, forgetting, negligence, who my creator is, what Allah Ta'ala sent me for, what am I here for, what am I doing in this world, what my life is about. Then I sit down to my family and ask them, what's the niyat, which way is the house going right now? Are we going to Jannah? How many a woman out there, ulama, are even in discussion right now, how many a woman out there we can't even recognize as an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sometime on the plane, sometime at different avenues. Whether she's the daughter of Muhammad, whether her name is Fatima, Khadija, the Sharam, the Haya, the men, the women, the children. Which direction are we going right now? And Allah is showing us open signs in the world. Whether you're in this group or that group, the group of Iman, of Taqwa, of Tawakkul, and giving life in the path of Allah, or just entertainment. Entertainment. Pursuit of wealth. Having hopes of the future, or am I designing my Jannat right now? Opening my heart, turning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This night Allah Baak has given us. The famous story of Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayh. 15th night of Sha'ban, he mentions about his own incident. Where he says he had a slave girl, from the slave girl he had one daughter. And he named her Fatima. And he loved her dearly. But every night he would drink alcohol and fall asleep in that condition, intoxicated. When she was 2 years of age, and he would drink at night, she would come and she would hit the glass of his hand and break it. But he would never get angry with her, he loved her. At the age of 3, she fell ill and she passed away. It was 15 Sha'aban and he was drunk. Liquor in his hand. Crying over the loss of his daughter. And he falls asleep. The very same night, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in tahajjud, in sajda, and gave us his night. That night he falls asleep. And then he sees that the whole world is gone dark. The sun also has disappeared. And the earth has broken into pieces, and it's the day of Qiyamah. Entire humanity is standing there. And one by one the caller is calling out. That the Supreme Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is calling you to account. You come, you come, you come. One by one, as they call, their faces turn dark and black. Pale. How am I going to answer? What's going to happen? He said, then my name is called out. He said, I lose hope. I am doomed forever. There's no coming back. And Qabr is a reality, my dear brothers. Qabr is a reality, my dear brothers. One day that bed will be empty. Either me or the wife, or the parent or the children. Somebody has to go. That bed will get empty. The corner of the house will become empty. It will happen one day sooner. Have we designed our graves as yet? Have we sat with the wife? Have we given you the best home? Plush carpet, beautiful lighting. We can dim it. You feel romantic. You have the wood burner, the aircon, the air is chill. We can relax in our bedroom. Have we planned and designed our qabr, oh my beloved wife? What will you do in the qabr if you don't do your amal? What lighting will you have? What kind of a bed will you have? What kind of sheets will you have? The design has to be done now, my dear brothers. The day we sit with the wife, our Quran tilawat at night, our dhikr in the morning, 5 times daily salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Fatima radiallahu anhu, Fatima, on the day of Qiyamah, even I can't help you. Even I can't help you. Allah will give me Jannah through His rahmat, not through my amal. Even if Fatima has to steal, your hand will be cut. Although you are Fatima bintu Muhammad, you have to do your own amal. So how many of us have said and understood that qabr is a reality? We have to go into there. For us is to make some muraqabah at night, ya Allah. Somebody will give me a ghusl one day. The eyes will be there, but I can't see. Where I use the eyes, what I saw, what I did. The hands will be there, looking healthy, but no life. Ya Allah, where I touched, who I touched, what buttons I pressed. They're going to speak just now. The feet will be all intact also. Ya Allah, you give me the feet to walk to the masjid, I ran away from the masjid. You give me the feet to walk in the path of Allah, ya Allah, I ran away. I went in the path of shaitan. Now the feet can't move anymore. The tongue is still intact also. Ya Allah, you gave me tongue to recite Quran, to make dhikrullah. Ya Allah, I use it for ghibat. I use it to stand there for swearing. I use it for haram activities. Ya Allah, you gave me the ears. The ears will be there washing the... We are washing now the mayyit. Ya Allah, one day I will be that mayyit. The ears are there. They can't hear Quran tilawat. Can't hear my parents calling also me. Ya Allah, I use it for music and haram entertainment. Now he's going to give testimony, witness against me in the qabr. Qiyamah's day, what's going to happen to me? But to prepare now, my dear brothers, before I go in there, and ya Allah, when I open my eyes, I picture it before we sleep tonight. Sitting on the bed, tasbih in the hand, making istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, Rabbi ighfir warham. Durud Sharif, one tasbih, durud Sharif, one tasbih, istighfar. And picture, ya Allah, they're going to give me the ghusl. Then they're going to give me the kafan. They're going to shroud me. Then they'll carry me. Now to run to the masjid, I can't run anymore. One more tasbih, one more dhikr, one more Quran, one more durood sharif. I just want to sort out a few things. It's too late. And if I did my a'mal, inshallah, I'm sitting in my qabr, open my eyes. Open my eyes and it'll be bright in the qabr. And my same bed from home is next to me. The aircon is on. And a warm drink next to me. An angel will say, you made it. Go and sleep. Relax. Prop yourself up. Put your pillow. Now the big screen will be on. See your Jannat. Soon you will be there. See the show. You made it for Fajr Namaz. Fajr Salah, you were there. The stay in the qabr will be like the 2 rakats of Salat al-Fajr. And before I know it, trumpet will be blown again. Then they'll say, it's time to go to Jannat now. Stop looking at the show. Now your plane is waiting for you. Go to Jannat now. It's a reality. Malik bin Dinar didn't plan it. He said, I'm seeing myself on the plains of Qiyamah. And then he sees behind him a massive serpent chasing him. And he runs for his life. He passes by an old man. Please help me. I can't help you. I'm too weak. Go up the hill. Possibly somebody will help you. He goes up and he sees the fire of Jahannam below him. He turns around. The snake is just on his back. He goes back running to the old man. Please help me. I cannot help you. I'm too weak. Go maybe to that side. Somebody will help you. As he runs that towards the other direction, the snake is about to bite him. Then the caller calls out. He sees little rooms made of noor, chambers, golden doors and gates, and curtains and swings. Baitul Hamd. This is the place where the ma'asum children of the Ummat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam are kept. Then the caller calls out. Is there anyone there? Is there anyone there that has an amanat left behind? Then he sees little children coming out from the chambers. And he's standing there about to be bitten by the snake. And then he sees a little beautiful girl come out. She jumps into a swing, so to say. And she comes to him at full speed. She grabs his hand with the right hand or the left hand. She chases the snake away. Go away. The snake turns around. Then he sees his beloved daughter. Oh, Fatima, what are you doing here? Oh, my beloved father, I'm your amanat. You lost me in childhood. You lost me in childhood. Allah has kept me here as amanat for you. Qiyamah's day, I will wait for you. Then what is that snake that is your amal, oh my beloved father? Your amal, your evil deeds have become so big, they will consume you, take you to Jahannam. Who is that old man that your weak amal, he can't help you? Oh my father, change your life tonight. Change your life tonight. When he wakes up, his intoxicated state is gone, and now he repents to Allah. And because Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayh, this was the night of 15 Sha'ban. And how many a person, my dear brothers, turned to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? They made the hisab with Allah. Ya Allah, the last year has gone, almost Ramadan. How many salah I must, my Quran tilawat, my dhikr. One youngster sitting in the plane. How many hafiz al-Quran? Give so many years in Quran Sharif. Doesn't get tawfiq, ability to open Quran Sharif. One youngster sitting in the plane. An alim next to him reading Quran Sharif. This youngster with his friends making a big noise, laughing loudly, partaking of their meals, not bothered about this old sheikh and this old man reading Quran Sharif. Then they all fall asleep. There's a youngster sitting next to the alim. So alim continues reading his Quran Sharif. The boy begins to hold his head. Then he says, stop, stop. Please stop now. He stops his Quran tilawat. But the boy is still saying, stop, stop. He continues his Quran tilawat. Till the boy can't take it anymore. He gets up and he goes to the bathroom. And he's crying profusely. He comes back after some time. Very emotional. Then the alim asks, what is wrong, young man? What is wrong, young man? He says, I'm hafiz al-Quran. I haven't touched Quran for years now. When you started reading one ayat of Quran Sharif, I felt like a whooping me on my head. I went now to the bathroom and I made tawbah and made peace with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. My heart is clean now, please start Quran Sharif again. As he began to read the ayat of Quran, this boy's heart turned around and he repented to Allah and changed his life. He said when he got off the plane, he told his friends, you all move along, I'm not coming with you all. I'm going to the masjid. I'm going to the house of Allah. When the heart will turn, my dear brothers, tonight is a night to make those decisions and not to be fearful. The beautiful example our Sheikh gives, he says that young child who's fearful, you put him on the tabletop and you tell the child, jump, I'll catch you. The child says, I'm scared. Say, jump, I'll catch you. I'm your Abba, I'm your Papa, I'll catch you, I won't let you fall. Then he comes slowly, then he jumps and you catch him. What's his reaction? Again. Put me again. Father puts him again. Now he's got confidence. My father will catch me. He jumps again. Father catches him. Now the father gets tired. Walillahil mathalul a'la. There's no comparison to Allah. On this night in Ramadan, Allah is saying, jump for me, I'll catch you. Make tawbah tonight. Give it up. Leave out all the sins. Get rid of it. Delete the apps, the past life, the riba in my life, the usury, the interest. Make tawbah tonight. Allah give us hands for halal kamay, halal business, ya Allah, we did haram. Ya Allah, today I make tawbah. Raise our hands, ya Allah, I touch enough haram already. Somebody's daughter, somebody's wife, somebody's wealth, my sister's inheritance, ya Allah, I took these hands, did it, ya Allah, hands belong to you. Ya Allah, clean the hands tonight. Allah's one drop of rahmat, Allah will send the barakat. Ya Allah, these eyes have used what instructions you gave to use it for, ya Allah, use it opposite to that. Supposed to look at my parents with rahmat and mercy and respect, ya Allah, I looked with anger, with vengeance. At my wife, I supposed to look with love, ya Allah, I'd be somebody else's daughter and wife. Ya Allah, I abused it, ya Allah, these eyes belong to you. One drop of rahmat in my eye, oh my Allah. Whether my tongue, my hands, my feet. Tonight is a night to make the tawbah. Before the month of Ramadan. And the person who will make tawbah, the Quranic ayat Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to the people of Makkah Mukarramah. They reached the height of sins. The height of sin. Making tawaf unclothed, naked. The dead of the night, their logic was, how can you make tawaf of Baytullah, the Ka'batullah, in clothes in which we have sinned, we'll make tawaf naked. What they would do, they would clap their hands and they would whistle. This is how they would pray. And then they said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wa idh qala Allahumma in kana hadha huwa al-haq fa amtir alayna hijaratan min as-sama. This made dua, Allahumma, oh Allah, if this is true what your Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, Then فَأَمْتِرْ عَلَيْنَا حِجَارَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ Then rain down upon us stones from the sky. They made dua for azab. If really true then Allah rain down stones upon us or give us a severe punishment. They made dua. They reached the heights of sin. Every type of sin, whether it was incest, whether it was alcohol, whether it was zina, burying daughters alive, what we call now is abortion. All this they were involved in. Incest with their mothers. The father passed away, whichever son came first, they put his shawl over his mother, she became his property. No respect for women. They reached the height of it. Now they make a dua to Allah. Ya Allah, rain down stones upon us. And it was due also. It reached that height of sin where Allah rightfully could have punished them. They reached it already. They passed the threshold. All the red lines they passed, they crossed it. So it was imminent that azab will come. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala haleem, so tolerant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as long as you are amongst them, Allah will not punish them. You are rahmatul lil alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One tafsir, Allah will not punish the people of Makkah Mukarrama. Ibn Jarir rahimahullah, his tafsir. Other tafsir, Allah will not send his adab upon the world as long as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was alive. Entire world was safe. With the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat to Madinah Munawwara. Now there's no more hindrance, azab will come upon them. Ya'numu wa anta fihim, ya'numu amongst them. Then the ayat revealed, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ O my beloved Nabi, as long as they make tawbah istighfar, I will not punish them. Two hindrances. Either Nabi of Allah is amongst them or they make istighfar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left Madinah Makkah Mukarramah, azab will come now. Allah said, oh my beloved Nabi, as long as they make istighfar, I will not punish them. He also two tafsir. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left Makkah Mukarramah. And they were still in Makkah Mukarramah, some weak Muslims. They were making istighfar. Because of this few istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of them asking Allah ta'ala for forgiveness, because of their istighfar, even the kuffar was safe. Other tafsir, that all the Muslims are gone. Only kuffar were there. So here Mufassirin commentators say, that even the kuffar who needs to make tawaf and needs to make ibadat, they would say to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ghufranak, Ghufranak, O Allah forgive us, O Allah forgiven us. And because of the kafir making istighfar and tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withheld his punishment. Upon this, Mullah Mufassirin say, upon this, when the kuffar made tawbah istighfar. They say, إِذَا كَانُ الْإِسْتِغْفَارُ يُفِيدُ الْكُفَّارُ فَكَيْفَ لَا يُفِيدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْأَبْرَارِ If istighfar and tawbah could benefit the kuffar, they were making istighfar, if that was beneficial for them, then why will not istighfar benefit the believer? And in this world, Allah's system is a kafir, he has to even make tawbah, Allah will forgive him. He gives sadqah, Allah ta'ala will give him cash benefits. Allah will forgive him in this world and give him a good life. Imagine the mu'min makes tawbah and he turns to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Tonight Allah Pak has given us whatever haram we have in our lives, my dear brothers, make tawbah tonight. Masturat at home, sit down with them, make mashwara. They don't need for you to go here and there. Let's change our life now. Let's change our life tonight. We don't know next year who's not going to be in this bed. We don't know who's not going to be in this bed. How many musallis we find, meet us in the masjid, still cry, Mawlana, make dua, I miss her. Mawlana, make dua, I miss her. What do I'm living alone now? What do I do? So we don't know who's going to be here next year, my dear brothers. Tonight is a night sit with the family. The music in the home, entertainment in the home. The YouTube, nobody got hidayat from YouTube. Nobody got hidayat from YouTube. This became the next bayan, and the next nasheed, the next entertainment. And nobody made even one durood sharif or istighfar. It was a top bayan. What a beautiful talk he gave. Where's the amal? So just more and more, and I want to share with the family. Share with the family. Whereas iman is upon the unseen. They want us to see and believe. We don't see and we believe. They want us to see. Our iman is bil-ghayb on the unseen. They moved iman away. Bayan has become entertainment also. Bayan is waaz, nasihat. To take something back. Not just to enjoy the bayan. It was a beautiful bayan. But what did you do after that? The bayan must affect the heart. That I made tawbah tonight. I turned to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we have this few moments, my dear brothers, on the whole night tonight. To turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was walking in Kufa. There was a group of youngsters. And they were drinking nabid. Nabid is a drink of khajur and dates put in water, left overnight, and drunk before it ferments and becomes alcoholic. They left it to become alcoholic, intoxicating. And they were drinking it, intoxicated. In the middle of the whole gang was one person called Zadan. He had a beautiful voice, and he was singing, and he was dancing, entertaining them. Today they say, before we had to go out to the haram avenues, now they brought it within the home on the cell phone. Whether it's a disco, whether it's a cinema. Sometimes sitting at the coffee shop outside, and the boys are laughing loudly as if there's no akhirat. As if there's no jannat and jahannam. Completely in ghaflat. That time also Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, a great sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One day he was climbing the tree, and sahaba ikram saw his thin shins, absolutely thin it was. And they laughed at him. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that the shins of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is more weighty than Mount Uhud in the eyes of Allah. Such a grand sahabi. So he passes by this group of youngsters and he's singing and they're enjoying it and they're laughing and they're drinking. He goes near to them and one of them has a drum in his hand and there's a bottle there of the sabid. He goes and he drops it and he breaks the drum. And he says to the young man, Zadan, if only your beautiful voice was used for Quran tilawat. But what pain he said it. How your mother is telling the young son, give up your ways now, leave it. Leave the drugs, leave the alcohol, leave going out. Go to the masjid, make dua, read namaz. How many a husband is telling the wife, stop going out now. How much more the coffee shops and intermingling. And socializing, sitting together, no parda, no hijab, deaf ears, nobody is listening. The Sahabi had the same fikr, when will you change your life, O Zazan? He told him, broke the drum and he broke the bottle. If only you used your beautiful voice for Quran tilawat. And he left and he moved on. Zazan turned around and he asked, he says, who's that? He said, it's Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He's been the first saf behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say, Toba, فَأُلْقِيَ التُوبَةُ فِي قَلْبِهِ Toba came into his heart immediately. It was that time. The Toba came into his heart and he began running behind him. He began running behind Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Caught him up. And when Abdullah bin Mas'ud saw his face, he saw this is the face of a ta'ib, of a person making Toba. They turned around to مَرْحَبًا بِمَنْ أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهِ مَرْحَبًا بِمَنْ أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهِ Welcome to the one who Allah loves. Welcome to the one who Allah loves. Allah loves you right now. You made tawbah. Come, come. He welcomed him. Embraced him. He hugged him. Sat him down. Gave him some khajur. Gave him some dates and water. See, from that day onwards, he became the student of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, became a tabi'i, and he narrated a hadith from a singer, an alcoholic. And overnight becomes the narrator of a hadith, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, from the Aisha, the Hudhaifa, many Sahaba Ikram he made, narrated a hadith from them. So when the time will come in my life, my dear brothers, tonight is the night for us to sit with our family members. And take Hisab Kitab for the past life. Now we're going ahead. Our qaza namazes we missed during the year. The roza that we broke, the fast that we broke. It is to start noting them down. Ya Allah, I need to change. I need to change. To show Allah, Ya Allah, genuinely, I want to change my life. I want to get out of the banks, Ya Allah. Out of the interest. Out of the insurances. Allah is my wakil. My dear brothers, we are so worried about what happened to my car and my home. Look at our families in Gaza right now. They've lost everything. And what's the nara? What's the alan? Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is sufficient for us. If only that has to come into our hearts. We're holding onto the bank, onto the insurance, onto this, onto that. We're holding only onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll never leave this land until Al-Aqsa is liberated. If only that has to come into our heart, that fear and that concern for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we'll make tawbah, the effects of it, my dear brothers, will go international, global. It takes the entire ummah to come together to make tawbah. So tonight, few amal. We don't have to burn the entire night, my dear brothers. Those that have tawfiq, alhamdulillah. Tonight is also Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah. Simple amal for us to do. Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah will say, take it only half an hour. Take it only half an hour tonight. Read your Isha Salah wa Jama'at. Hadith Sharif says the person who reads Salatul Isha wa Jama'ah and Fajr Salah wa Jama'ah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward as if he stood the entire night in Tahajjud Namaz. Just two namazes. And from tomorrow onwards, Ya Allah, I will not miss one salah. We all make this niyat, inshallah. Ya Allah, till my last breath when you call me, I will put my head down. Ya Allah, give me the tawfiq and ability. Whatever salah I missed in the past, Ya Allah, I will cover it up now. Allah, give me the ability. Allah will do it. How many a brother already has told me from last year till this year, Mawlana, in our young days, in school he broke our fast also. We didn't understand. We were jahil. Now we realized. So we've kept 2 months fast we kept kafara. How many brothers already have done it already? Alhamdulillah. How many of them? 20 years qaza namaz, we finished it. How to do it? Ask ulama in karam. We'll explain to the brothers how to make the qaza namaz. It's so easy. Start paying the debt back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah will reopen the account. We know supplier, we don't pay, he close the account. The brothers start paying something every month. Pay 200 a month, you open the account. Allah says, just start making your qaza namazes, the account will open again. Barakat will start again. Keep the sunnah beard. Wear your clothing according to sunnah. Bring the hijab in our homes. Make a woman understand what is the real deen, what is shariat. Unfortunately, even the women folk don't understand deen nowadays. Allah has given so many ni'mas and bounties. As when Alim says, Allah has spoiled us in this country, now we are spoiling the deen of Allah. How many women out there also will tell the young boy, you want to get married, don't bring a very pious girl. Bring somebody moderate. We want to go out on Saturday night. We want to eat together. Brother-in-law is this. And we're finding nowadays what we heard before is becoming true. Who I thought was my son is actually my nephew. Sister-in-law, brother-in-law, mother-in-law says, we don't want separation. We want all together. Make tawbah tonight. Allah, give us understanding of deen. So tonight, simple amal. We got our Isha Salah. We have our Fajr Namaz. After Isha Salah, 2 rakats extra. Salatul Tawbah. Salatul Hajah. Salatul Shukr. We can make all the niyats. We want to separate it all the better. Two rakats. And then to ulama say the surahs that we love best. Read those surahs. Inna atina qul huwallah. No problem. Read it. Allah loves the surahs also. Take a few minutes thereafter and make dua to Allah, tawbah. How to make tawbah, my dear brothers? Today myself, I don't regard sin as a sin anymore. So when you say make tawbah, I think to myself, tawbah for what? What guna is it really? But we have major sins in our lives. Open our phones, everything is there. Entire history. At one time, the ummah had the black and white TV in the closet somewhere. They had the albums also stashed away somewhere. My wedding day. When he came to the masjid, his gunas were at home. If he didn't return home, inshallah, his hope, his gunas were far from him. Allah will forgive him. He's closer to the musalla and masjid. Like that person who killed 99 people. And then he went to the rabbi and he asked him, any hope for me? 99 people I've killed. He said, no hope for you, you're doomed. So he killed him also, made it 100. Then somebody told him, you want your tawbah to be accepted? There's a town of pious people. Go there amongst them, make tawbah, Allah will forgive you. He was on his way to the pious people's town. En route, Malakul Maut was sent, take his ruh away before he can reach there. He passed away en route. Malaika came. Malaika of punishment and the angels of Jannat forgiveness came. Now they're having a debate. Jannat or Jahannam? So they say, let's measure the distance. From where he came with his sins and where he is going to make tawbah, which place is nearer to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. Allah ta'ala moved it a little bit. And made it closer to the place of rahmat. And Allah forgave him. At one time the ummah's sins were at home. Now the ummah is carrying the guna in the cell phone. One youngster used to go onto the porn sites. Allah protect the ummah. He had a subscription. Every day he received updates on that haram website. And from his inbox it would go out to all his friends. Youngster fell ill. Doctors couldn't save him. Passed away. Father buried him. Went back home, opened his laptop, clear everything out. And then he goes into his inbox. Ya Allah. And every day the still subscriptions are coming. The boy is in the qabr, but the still haram content is coming. Contacted the website, sorry, we can't cancel it. He's already paid for the year. We know sadqa jariya. This is guna jariya. Sayyatun jariyatun. Evil deed, the boy is gone through the qabr and still the haram is coming. And said to all his friends, what will be the condition in the qabr? I left behind my wife, my daughter, my children. Leave behind pious children. I'll go into the qabr, my son is going to the masjid, I'm getting the reward of it. My grandchildren are reading Quran Sharif, they're making dhikr of Allah. Tonight is the night to make that mashwah. So simple, you need 2 rakat extra namaz. Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq more than that. How to make tawbah? Ya Allah, I got so much guna in my life. I don't regard it as guna anymore. I don't regard the interest as haram. Taking 1 cent of interest or paying it is like making zina with my mother. Allah save us. The words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 1 cent of riba. Ya Allah, get me out of it. Crush it immediately. Take it out of my life. Music. Movies, haram content, zina of the eyes, zina of the ears. What will happen on the day of Qiyamah? What will happen in the qabr? To sit down and say, Ya Allah, you gave me eyes, I abused it, Ya Allah. What am I supposed to use it for? Make tuba for one organ and faculty. Ya Allah, my eyes, my ears, what am I supposed to do with it? Ya Allah, my tongue, my hands, my feet. So many years, oh my Ya Allah. What am I supposed to do with these limbs? Ya Allah, I haven't done it. Now, Ya Allah, I'm going to do. Now talk to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And Ya Allah, now I'm going to do it, Ya Allah, with your strength and your power. Ya Allah, you give me the ability. Now make tawbah to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. How many people I hurt, O my Allah? My parents. Make all the tawbah istighfar tonight. 2 rakat namaz, sab dua. 100 times istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And recollect all our gunas. 1 tasbih 100 times, Zuru Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1 tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allah, third kalima. 100 times, then as it says, then you can step away. Half an hour only. Read some Quran Sharif also. Even I know a little bit, read the Quran Sharif. The beautiful incident we always mention now also. I can't read Quran Sharif, Quran Sharif is weak. Even I can read half a page, it'll take me half an hour, but I'll read it tonight. Oh, Yasin Sharif. That incident of that young girl of Karachi. Where she says they had a young girl working in the house for us. This young girl was there for many years. It was a rainy day outside. And this young helper could not leave the house. So this girl says, affluent family, very rich family. So she says, I have the novel in my right hand, cell phone in the left hand, have my cup of coffee ready for me. It's a cold day. I jump onto my bed, cushions around me. This young helper sitting at the window, looking outside. And then she says, she turned around, I'm about to start my novel. And then she tells me, that Ma, can I use your Quran Sharif? She says, Ya Allah. My whole heart was shaken. I'm reading a book, she wants Quran Sharif. She's a helper in the house. Like how we have my different helpers in our homes. We have the garden boy. We have the helper in the shop. Certain countries come from, but he's a Muslim. We didn't give him the chance to learn Quran, so we're taking work from them only, we're thinking now, I'm going to Jannat, maybe he'll work for me in Jannat also. We don't know what he has in his heart. What love he has for the masjid, he wants to go to the masjid, but I don't allow him to go. He wants to learn Quran Sharif. Here in our masjid, alhamdulillah, after Salatul Asr, if we go to the third floor masjid, the Hilal, you find all these people sitting there. Our local African brothers, what love for Quran they have. One of our musallis take our time on his own, he teaches them Quran Sharif. They came with nothing. Now they're learning Yasin Bahat. They're learning Tawarik Bahat. They will become Hufaz. We look at them now, he's reading our gardens, but he's reading Yasin Sharif. There's no one broken way he's reading it. I didn't need mine for the day. I'm staying in the house, he's staying outside. Qiyamah's day, Jannat, where he'll be, Allah knows best. It might be upon my head. He got the penthouse. How you reached there? You were working for me. This young girl asks, the woman she's working for, I want to borrow your Quran Sharif. She said, I go to bring the Quran for her. I had to take a tissue to wipe off the dust. And I gave it to her. She said, in my heart, I know she carried Quran Sharif because she's been working for us so many years. She hasn't been to Maktab and Madrasa. So she takes the Quran Sharif. She puts it on the pillow, the wrong side. This girl with the novel says, I begin to smile. She doesn't know how to read Quran Sharif. She's just trying to show me only. Then slowly she turns it around. She opens the page she wants. So she says, I'm intrigued. I'm looking at her. Maybe she can read. I haven't read in years. She's using my Quran Sharif. She just made wudu when she came out. Then she takes her finger. And her lips begin to move. And she begins to trace the letters. For example, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. She takes her finger on the alif. She traces the alif. Then the lam. Then the ha. The young girl says, I was compelled, now forced to ask her, Quran bar sakti ho? Can you read Quran Sharif? She said, when I asked her that question, she choked. She held her breath. The tears welled in her eyes, began to fall. Asked her again, can you read Quran? She said, I can't read Quran. What are you doing? She says, every day when I leave home at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, I go home, I have a copy of Quran Sharif, which I keep in the house. I make my wuzu. I haven't been to Maktab Madrasa. I take out the Quran Sharif. I kiss it. I put it on my eyes and my chest. I open it. And for 1 hour I sit. And I only trace the letters of Quran. And I say to my Allah, oh my Allah, one day you'll teach me to read Quran. One day you'll teach me to read Quran. I love Quran Sharif. She said, this girl in reality knew the value of deen more than me. I could open my phone, have an online tutor, and then Quran Sharif, but she was reading Quran. Now is the time to start our Quran Sharif, my dear brothers. Tonight, sit for half an hour. One young brother, we met him in the Haram Madina Munawwara, from India. We say, now what they know? Which arrow he kept sat next to me. He had his bag next to him, which they carry in the Haram, and he took out his big copy of Yasin Sharif, with big letters, bold letters. I started my Quran Tilawat. The time he took me to read my one para, I took him only Yasin Sharif. But reading loudly and enjoying himself. Simple dressing also, different color pants and kurta. So I asked him, bhai kahan se? Say India se, Bombay se. I'm from Bombay, India. So I asked him, what are you doing there? He said, I'm working, nokar hum. I'm working. I said, no qualification, no. Madrasa, you went. He said, I was very dumb. But my father taught me Yasin Sharif. My father taught me Yasin Sharif. Uska intiqal ho gaya. My father passed away. I read for him every day, almost 5 times a day, Yasin Sharif. It takes me half an hour, but I read it for him. I said, Ya Allah, his Yasin is more valuable than my one para. He said, the half an hour reading only Yasin Sharif. Who is the gems in the ummah, my dear brothers? These are people from certain backgrounds. We have Qurra, Ulama, Uffaz, copies of Quran at home. Sit tonight at home, open the Quran, kiss it. 2 khatams in a year we should be making, 2 khatams in a year. Now for us to start my khatam, don't wait for Ramadan. We have this Ramadan, Quran can start now also. I know I won't finish it by Ramadan. I can start already now. Start my first para already now. My Quran Tilawat is weak. We have brothers also, mashallah, they have the shock and desire. They have the earphones plugged into their phone. Their Qari Sahib reading on the cell phone, they follow him also, they're reading. But the lips have to move, the voice has to come out. Take out the time and read the Quran Sharif. And see how a person will fall in love with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah, I make Tawbah. So whole year with Ya Allah, I didn't read Quran Sharif. I didn't take the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What I should be doing, Ya Allah, I didn't do, I'm making Tawbah tonight. So tonight, take out time, half an hour only, for those of us that don't have the himmat and the courage. Half an hour, take it out, wake up a little bit early, Fajr Salah, come to Salah, to the Masjid of Jama'ah. Our ladies at home also, sit with them, make dua tonight. And what Allah will give us tonight, all the planes are landing tonight. Whether we're going to board the planes, or we're going to fall asleep. Tonight is not only economy class, tonight for all business class. Tonight is free for all. Who wants a board, you will get Once we got the ticket, tonight is for life, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq for tonight to spend our time correctly, to make tawbah, istighfar. And don't forget our marhum meen. Those that have passed on, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, they make du'as for us today. We have what we have, alhamdulillah. Make du'a for them. Our families, brothers in Gaza, in China, in Sudan, different parts of the world, what they are going through. Not only Gaza, Palestine right now. The whole of Palestine. Allah free Masjid al-Aqsa. Give it back to the Muslims. Then we can visit all three Haram of the roof here. Even Haramain Sharif, Allah Pak saved from all the fitnas around it. And Allah Ta'ala make it abad. Allah take us over and over again. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربي اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب O Kareem Rahim Allah, you've given us the 15th night of Sha'ban, O May Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, when the guards have come before you, O May Allah, with all our sins, O May Allah, the sins of our past, O May Allah, the sins of our school days, O May Allah, the sins of our study days, O May Allah, Ya Allah, the sins of the day, the sins of the night, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, we had no fear, O May Allah, we had no fear in our hearts, we broke your command, O May Allah, we ran away from the masjid, O Kareem Rahim Allah, O May Allah, we made our parents cry, O May Allah. Ya Allah, we made our wives cry, O May Allah. Ya Allah, we made the Ummah cry, O May Allah. Nabi of Allah, he's crying for the Ummah, O Kareem, O Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, tonight we have come to you, O May Allah. O May Allah, tonight you want to forgive, O May Allah. Ya Allah, you want to free us from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, you're presenting ourselves tonight. We present the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us all our sins, O May Allah. The sins of our eyes, O May Allah. How we supposed to use it, O May Allah? We did not use it, O May Allah. Ya Allah, our tongues, O May Allah. How we supposed to use it, Ya Allah? We abused it, O May Allah. Our ears, our hearts. Our hands, our feet, O May Kareem, Rahim Allah. You gave us all these limbs, O May Allah. All these faculties, O May Allah. You designed us, O May Allah, in the wombs of our mothers. Ya Allah, you gave us our hands, O May Allah, to do good deeds, O May Allah. Give us our feet, O May Allah, to walk towards your rahmat, O May Allah. You give us hearts to fall in love with you, O May Allah. Ya Allah, we sold our hearts to dunya to shaitan, O May Allah. To our nafs and all our hobbies and play, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, tonight give us back our hearts, O May Allah. Give us back our eyes, O May Allah. Give us back our feet, O May Allah. Give us back our lives, O May Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, make us how you want us to be. Ya Allah, how you want us to be obedient to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq and ability, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you tonight on the night of Sha'ban. Before the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, purify and cleanse us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us courage, O Allah, to fight our nafs and shaitan. Make us naked and pious, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us understanding of deen within our homes. Ya Allah, our wives, our children, our mothers, O May Allah. Give them taqwa, O May Allah. Ya Allah, make them like the sahabiyah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make our homes like the homes of sahaba radiallahu anhum. Make our children like the children of sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Give us iman like sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. O May Allah, save us from haram, O May Allah. Save us from haram, O May Allah. Make it difficult for us to break your commands, O May Allah. Ya Allah, make it difficult for us, O May Allah. Make your obedience easy for us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us love for your obedience, O May Allah. Give us love for you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem Rahim Allah. Tonight is the night of little bara'ah, the night of emancipation and freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Tonight is the night of Jum'ah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. The night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make this the night of the Ummah of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, where your rahmat will come down, O May Allah. O May Allah, where your help will come down for the Ummah of Kareem Rahim Allah. Where your malaika will be dispatched for the Ummah and cover them tonight. O May Allah, feed the Ummah. Ya Allah, clothe the Ummah. Ya Allah, shelter the Ummah. Protect the Iman. Protect our Amal. Protect our Taqwa, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us steadfastness, O May Allah. Give us Taqwa, O May Allah, that will never break, O May Allah. All our filthy and bad habits, O May Allah, we ask you tonight. Ya Allah, remove it from our hearts and our lives, O May Allah. We don't want it, O May Allah. Ya Allah, we ask for maafi, O May Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, O May Allah. Forgive us, O May Allah. Forgive us, O May Allah. How the child cries to the mother, oh mother, I won't do it again. Please forgive me. Ya Allah, we ask you, O May Allah. This is the child, Ya Allah, the mother grabs the child and holds the child. Ya Allah, the mother loves the child. Ya Allah, you love us more than our mothers, O May Allah.
எல்லாமே சாரி உமை இல்ல, எல்லாமே சாரி உமை இல்ல, எல்லாமே கஸ்மாஃப் உமை இல்ல, எல்லாம் வேஸ் உமாஃபி, எல்லாம் மாஃப் கர்னா, எல்லாம் மாஃப் கர்னா, எல்லாம் ஃபுகிவ்னஸ் உமை இல்ல, இவாஸ் இஸ்தனத் உமை இல்ல, எம்பரேசஸ் உமை இல்ல, எல்லாம் பிக் ஆஃப் யூ டு எம்பரேசஸ் உமை இல்ல, இவாஸ் ஹிதாயத் உமை இல்ல. Wasila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah you will change us over here, you will give us hidayat over here, ya over here, your Nabi will become happy over here, how many lies he cried for us, Allah in the roda of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in his hujjah mubarak in his room over here, how many lies over here, till his feet became swollen, the tears fell upon the ground. What will happen to the ummah after he leaves as well? Oh my Allah, we are the weak part of the ummah right now. We are the weakest of the weakest, oh my Allah. Allah, we have nothing to present to you. We don't have any amah. We don't have iman. And Allah can be presented to you. We don't have taqwa, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. Whatever we have is only your karam. Is only your kindness, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. Then too we spoiled everything. Oh my Allah, we beg of you. Oh my Allah, this beautiful light of Sha'ban. To free us from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, we can't take one match in this world will burn us, Umay Allah. We can't take the loot shedding, Umay Allah. What will happen in the Qabar, Umay Allah? There will be no noor, Umay Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Umay Allah. Ya Allah, make our dunya, make our akhirat. Ya Allah, keep us with iman and take us with iman. Save us from the snakes and scorpions of the Qabar, Umay Allah. In this world, Umay Allah, we can't take one mosquito in the room, Umay Allah. What will happen in the Qabar? We can't run away, Umay Allah. Oh, Umay Kareem, Rahim Allah. With the tears of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Blow the winds of hidayat, O Mahillah. Change our hearts, O Mahillah. Save us from ghaflat and negligence, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Make us musallis of the masjid, O Mahillah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, salah in our life 5 times a day. Our mothers, our daughters, our sisters, Ya Allah, our parents, ourselves, O Mahillah. Ya Allah, give us salah. Give our children salah, O Mahillah. Take us in the condition you're performing salah in sajda, at the road of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, in the condition you're happy with us, Ya Allah, in the mataf of Baytullah, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Looking at your jalwa, Ya Noor, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, remove our hearts in the condition you're happy with us. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, teach us how to be good ummatis, how to be a true slaves, O my Allah. Teach us how to be, Ya Allah, true fathers and true sons, O my Allah. Teach us, Ya Allah, we are jahil, O my Allah. We don't know anything, O my Allah. We don't know anything, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are gunagar, we are sinful, we are jahil, we are unfar, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, you make us intelligent in your deen, O my Allah. Teach us Quran Sharif, O my Allah. Teach us Salah and Wudu and Taharat, O my Allah. Teach us how to be obedient to you. Teach us how to be ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept our broken du'as, accept the cries of the mothers within the dead of the light, only if they were crying for their children. When the son will change, when the daughter will get married, Ya Allah, accept the du'as, Umay Allah. Abdi Abdib, Ya Allah. Their backs are paining, Umay Allah. Their backs are sore, their feet are sore. The fathers are tired. When will my son change his life? When we will change our life, Umay Allah, to a light, Ya Allah. Take pity upon our condition, Umay Allah. Upon your doves of rahmat. Change all our lives and give us the himmat and the courage, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al-alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwab al-rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen.